Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Tes Vav. We're starting a little bit into the Amud with Halacha Beis and Avodah Zarah Daf. It's on Yud Beis Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Chametz Al Nachar Sharvel of a Pesach Mutar Bano. Chametz of a non-Jew that went through Pesach, it's completely mutar to benefit from. Vishal Yisrael Aser Bano. A Yid is Aser to benefit from. Shemar Kosa Pasuk says Lo Yera Lecha, and the limud is double. That since the Isser of Bal Yira Bal Yimotze expressed by the Pasuk of Lo Yera Lecha shall not be seen to you, that means that a Yid has the Isser to have chametz over Pesach, not a non-Jew. Therefore, any chametz kept by a Yid over Pesach is aser bana because it has his lav on it, whereas chametz of a non-Jew that went through Pesach is not aser bana. On to another case which really expresses this: Nachar Shelvas Yisrael chametzoy lachar Pesach mutar bana. If a non-Jew lent money to a Yid al chametzoy, which means that the Yid deposited his chametz by the non-Jew as a collateral, which will be used for payback of the loan if the Yid doesn't pay in cash, so after Pesach, this chametz is mutar bana because considered the non-Jews. And the opposite is also true. If a Yid lent money to a non-Jew for his chametz, the non-Jew deposited his chametz by the Yid in the eventuality that if he doesn't pay, so the chametz becomes the Yid's, and after Pesach it's aser bana because it's considered like it was the Yid's the whole time. Onto a different din, chametz shenafal av mapoiles, chametz that had something collapse on it, for example a wall, it's like it's completely destroyed. Even though it's under the wall, since you can't access it, it's like it's destroyed. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel, he clarifies, kol she'en akel v'yachol chapis acharav, it has to be that a dog can't search after it. And we're going to see that means three tfachim underneath, then dog can't get it, so it's considered mavur. Now, the Gemara makes a deal from the beginning of the Mishnah, where it said that the chametz of a non-Jew is mutar bano after Pesach. That tells us habachila aser, that it's aser to eat the chametz of a non-Jew after Pesach. Now, why would that be? So, clarification: masniso makam shloino gulay chapaz goyim. The Mishnah is going in a place where the minig is not to eat bread from a non-Jew. In other words, the minig is not to eat pas akum. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, even though you're not going to eat it because of the minig, you still can benefit from it. Avol makam shloino gulay chapaz goyim. But if it's a place where the minig is to eat bread from non-Jews, mutar afil b'achila, then this bread non-Jews that went through Pesach is mutar even to eat, because again, it's chametz of a non-Jew that has no problem after Pesach. The question is as follows: b'soicha Pesach ma'u, what about during Pesach? Is a mutar to benefit from the chametz of a non-Jew? On one hand, it's not your chametz, it's his. On the other hand, maybe you're benefiting from chametz, and that's a problem. So Rav Yirmi Amar mutar, Rav Yisi Amar aser, Rav Yirmi says mutar, Rav Yisi says aser, and really it's only aser d'rabbanon, because midaraisa, even Rav Yisi agrees that you're allowed to benefit from the chametz of a non-Jew. However, has Rav Yisi now asks on Rav Yirmiya, but Tani Weaver Brassa tells Beferosh, Lo Yasker Yisrael's Behemte Lugay Lohavial of Chametz, a Yid is not allowed to rent his animal to a non-Jew on Pesach in order for the non-Jew to bring his Chametz on the animal, and it seems to be that's because the Yid is benefiting from the Chametz of the non-Jew. Since the non-Jew is renting his animal to bring Chametz on it, so it's like the Yid is benefiting from the Chametz of the non-Jew, we see it's Aser on Pesach. And the answer is that no, Pasuk could explain, but Ba Imai is where the Yid is with the guy, with the guy's animal and the Chametz, so it's really Aser because of Maris Ayin. It looks like this is the Yid's Chametz, and that's the reason it's aser, but not because it's chametz on Pesach. So Rabbi Yisrael continues asking, "Vatani, we have a different brass that tells us lo yasker Yisrael sfina asay legay lohavial of chametz. A yid can't rent his ship to a non-Jew on Pesach in order to bring chametz on it." Once again, we answer pasul about imai. We could explain that he's going with the guy. So once again, it's Myers ayin. But here's the final question: "Vatani, we have a brass that says lo yasker Yisrael's beisay legay liten b'saych chametz. A yid can't rent his house to a non-Jew on Pesach to put chametz in it. And is a chamemer b'dar imai? Are you able to say the reason why it's aser is because the yid is living with the guy? If that's so, the Isser is because of Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, due to the fact that the Yid is there, and it's mashma from the Braisa that the Isser is that the Yid is renting it to the guy, and that the Yid is not there. It must be the one from here, the Chametz of a guy is Aser Bana on Pesach. We continue discussing, Gagai Shel Gai Shai is Samach HaGagai Shel Yisrael. The roof of a guy is right next to the roof of a Yid, Tesvav HaMavet on top, and it's Gagai Chametz Megagai Shel Gai LeGagai Shel Yisrael, and Chametz rolled from the roof of the guy to the roof of the Yid. It's not the Yid's Chametz, so he doesn't have a problem Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, but what does he do? How is it? He has to push it away with a reed or a stick or something like that. There's two reasons for this. Number one, wouldn't want him to be masha chametz. Wouldn't want the chametz just to hang out on the yid's roof. Maybe he's going to end up picking it up and eating it. And number two, he's not even touch it with his hands. He has to push it away with a stick because if he picks it up with his hands to get rid of it, maybe he's going to end up taking a bite. For the clarification, let's say this chametz had rolled over onto the yid's roof on Shabbos Chol Hamoed or on Yontif itself. Rav says that he has to take a kli and put it over the chametz. That's because the chametz itself is muktzah. It's yomtif, so he can't push it away, but he has to cover it over with a kli so as not to run into issues of maybe eating it. Now we're going to have a bunch of members from Rav. Number one, Rav Amar Rav says that after Bedikas Chametz, Tzar Chaloimar, a person has to say, Kol Chametz Sheshli B'soich Beisi Ve'eni Yedea Boi Yivatel. Any Chametz that I have in my house and I don't know about, I'm being Mevatel it. He did Bedikas Chametz, he looked for it, he searched for Chametz, but maybe there's some more Chametz that he has, and if he doesn't know about it and didn't find it, he's ever Bali Rabbi Matze, that's why he has to be Mevatel it, nullify it, so he's not over this. Another din, Rav Amar Rav says that before Bidikas Chametz, Tzarech Lomer, he has to say, Asherik Lishonim Tzayisav, V'tzivonu Al Mitzvahs Bir Chametz, and the reason why the Nosach HaBracha is Bir Chametz and not Al Bidikas Chametz is because the whole purpose of Bidikas Chametz is to get to the beer, to the destruction, and therefore he makes a bracha Bir Chametz. Another member, Rav Amarav, says, Hatach Beisai Chametz, Tzarech Lavar. If a person plastered his house with Chametz, he has to get rid of it. Maybe he had some sort of great Chametz recipe for plaster, and that's what he smeared his house with. He's got to scrape it off the walls. Now, Tanami Vabraisa, Amram Shimon Elazar, he tells us, Batzik Shasai Kaifes, Batal. That if a person took dough and made it into a beam and it's used for sitting on, it's totally Batal and there's no problem. So we see that even though he has Chametz like this, it's no problem. He doesn't have to get rid of it. Seems to be a question on Rav, who says he's got to scrape all the Chametz plaster off of his walls. And the Gemara tells us, Pasar Lo, we can explain as follows, two different answers. Oy, Chalukan Arab Shimon Elazar, either that Rav argues with Shimon Elazar, which he's able to do because we know that Rav, Tanu Palig, Rav can argue with the Tana, Oy, Ahain Kaifes, Ma'ishi. We could explain that Kaifes, that Chametz which is shaped into a beam, is Ma'os, it's repulsive, it's disgusting, and that's why he doesn't have to get rid of it. It's considered Batal on its own, but the plaster on his house, even though it's not necessarily edible, it's not considered Ma'os, and therefore he didn't have to get rid of it. Onto more dinim, Yisrael v'gaisha yubayim b'sfina, a Yid and a guy that are traveling together on a ship, and it's Erev Pesach, v'chametz b'yad Yisrael, and the Yid has some chametz, hareza meicher l'gai, he either sells it to the guy, ay noisalei matana, or he could give it to him as a present, v'chaziv l'aychay menu l'achar Pesach, and he could go and rebuy it from him after Pesach, u'bavadshit nulei matana gemura, it's just that when he gives it to him as a gift, it has to be that it's a 100% gift, it can't be matana manas l'achzir, I'm giving this to you on condition you give it back to me, but as long as he gave him a 100% gift of matana gemura, even though he knows that the guy is going to sell it back to him afterwards, that's no problem. Now, another thing the Yid could do while he's selling his chametz to the guy is do as follows. Aymer hu Yisrael l'gai, the Yid could tell the guy, Ad sha'at l'keach b'mane, bay v'kach l'chav m'asayim. Instead of spending a money on some chametz at the store or by somebody else, why don't you come and buy my chametz from me? You're going to get 2 manas worth for a much better price. And that way he could convince the guy to buy it from him. And also he could tell him, Ad sha'at l'keach l'chav m'gai, instead of buying it from a non-Jew, bay v'kach l'chav m'Yisrael, come and buy it from a Yid. Shemet starch v'kach m'cha achra Pesach, because maybe I'm going to need to buy it from you after Pesach. And this is a mutter way to do the transaction with the non-Jew. On to another din, back to discussing Bidikas Chametz, Hamaskar Bas Chaveroi. A guy rents his house to his friend. Reuven's going away for Pesach. He rents his house to Shimon to use. The question is, who has to do Bidika? So Ad Shelo Yikanes L'Seicher, if the Seicher, the renter, has not yet went into the house, Hamaskar Tzarech Levayer. So the owner, Reuven, he's the one that has to do Bir Chametz, means he's got to do Bidika and Bir Chametz. And that's even if they already signed the contract and they had the agreement that Shimon's going to be renting it for Pesach. Since he didn't go into it yet, for all intents and purposes, it's considered Reuven's and he's got to do the beer. However, once Shimon already went into the rental, so this renter Shimon, he's the one that has to do beer. Now, Rav Shimon says, Emasai, when is this that the renter has to do the beer? Once the key was given over to him, even though he didn't go into the house yet, since he has the ability to go into the house, he's got the key, he already has to do beer. If the key was never given over to the renter, so then he doesn't have to do beer, and it's on the maskir. Now, Rav Yudhar Pazi said, by the asked the following question, let's say he just gave him over the key. This is not discussing a rental. Let's say you have a young couple living in Eretz Yisrael. They're going back to their family in America for Pesach, and they say, you know what? Our neighbors are sticking it out over here. It'd be nice for them to have an open apartment over Pesach. So on their way out to the airport, they simply hand their key over to the neighbors, saying, here you go. You can use the house. Goodbye, we're going. What's the din? Who has to check it? And the reason why we're asking this question is because we had just mentioned that Mesiras HaMafteach, simply giving over the key to the renter, already places the chiyuv on the renter to check the house. So maybe over here, even when the house is not being rented, by the mere fact that the neighbor got the key and has access to the apartment, maybe that's mechayev them to check it. So Rav Zechariah, Chassani Rav Levi, Rav Zechariah, the son-in-law of Rav Levi, answers, Machlokes Rav Shimon v'Chachamim. It's Machlokes Rav Shimon v'Chachamim. Detanin Taman, we have a mission over there, Maseches Taharis, Hamayis Maftech Al Ma'aretz. If a person gives the key of his house over to an Am Ma'aretz, Habayis Tahar, the house is Tahar, meaning he doesn't have to assume that the Am Ma'aretz went inside the house and touched things, would be metame them. Why is that? Shalom Masurloi El Shmiras HaMafteach. That's because he only gave him over the responsibility to watch the key, but not that he could take the key and go into the house. However, Tanami Vibrats, Rav Shimon Metame, Rav Shimon's Metame things in the house, because Rav Shimon clearly holds that having the key does give the Am Ma'aretz right to go inside the house, and Melu, we assume that he's going to touch things and Metame them. And it'd be the same thing Chalikas over here by Bedikas Chametz. According to the Chamim, the neighbor getting the key is not Machayev them to check the house of Rav Chametz. According to Rav Shimon, it is. On to another din, Gai Shabbat Eitzel Yisrael. A guy goes to a Yid on Pesach, Ubiyadai Chametz, and he has Chametz in his hand. Chris knows his coworker Chaim is not working because the Passover holiday, he decides to pay him a visit. He comes in holding a nice fluffy baguette, munching away. The yid does not have to beer, doesn't have to destroy it, because it's not his, it's the guy's. However, if the guy deposited the chametz by the yid, and the yid took responsibility for it, so tzarech levar, he has to do beer. However, even if he took responsibility for the guy's chametz, if he was miyached a place for it, he designated that this place is the non-Jews for his chametz, so he doesn't have to do beer, because it's not considered bal yirah bal yimatzeh, it's not in his realm or in his rishos, that it would be considered that it's found and it's here. It's considered to be in the guy's rishos, because again, he was miyached a place for the guy. But now back to the previous case, where the yid is chayv du beer on the guy's chametz, loy beer, let's say he wasn't mevar the guy's chametz, lachar pesach mahu, what's it then after Pesach? Is it considered chametz shavar of Pesach and it's aser, or maybe not? Since it was really the guy's chametz the whole time, maybe it's not aser. So Rabbi Yehuda amar moter, Rabbi Yehuda amar aser, Rabbi Yehuda says moter, Rabbi Yehuda says aser, and amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda explains, chametz shel gaihu, yisrael hu shavar alav loy beer. You're right, it's the guy's chametz, but it's the yid's iser that he was over, he wasn't mevar it, because since it was in his house, he took responsibility for it, and he wasn't miyached a place for it in the house, therefore he's over, and his chametz is aser bano after Pesach. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss who our Mishnah is like. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.